thinking, we still lie, we still cuss, we still got our hidden sin, the iniquity in our heart. Come on and say amen here. And since we got that, we got to understand that it not does not make us sin less, but it makes us sin less and less and less. In other words, I get to a place where I don't do the things I used to do. That don't interest me anymore. Oh yeah, he came and he's supposed to be saved, but I seen him buying a beer the other day. Oh, we just gonna pray for him, because sooner or later God will take that desire and give him another desire. He'll stop drinking beer and desire to sense him milk of the word. Preaching here. Somebody help me, Holy Ghost. So we got to understand conversion is important. He says that the prayer of faith, when you pray believing God, when you pray trusting God, when you pray putting it back on God. See, what we got messed up at is that we start looking at certain people that's able to do certain things. We want Superman to pray for us, but what if Superman come as Clark Kent today and he can't pray? Then you got to rely on the person who made him Superman. You got to rely on Jesus. You got to rely on God. And so I need to not put my faith in man, but I got to put my faith in God. Oh, come on and say amen. He said, "Oh, save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up." Look at what happens when we pray. The people get converted, then they become raised up.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all our
Bibles. Stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you afresh for this another wonderful opportunity to hear your word. Meet us in the text, tailor the truth that we're teaching, that every hearer's heart might hear what you have to say. Gracious God, reveal the principles that we might practice them for profit and give you the praise. It is in Jesus' name we pray, and the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Recorded are these words. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while, I want to speak from the subject, let Jesus fix it for you. Let Jesus fix it for you. I was just a little boy in church when I heard that song, let Jesus fix it for you. He knows just what to do. And some would say whenever, but the old saints where I was used to say, whence and ever you pray, let him have his way, and he will fix it. Any old time saints in the house know what I'm talking about? And then they say, a charge to keep I have, a God to glorify. And my brothers and sisters, when we begin to understand how this song plays into life in each and every day situations, we will discover that Jesus is capable of fixing everything that relates to our lives. Don't care what position or post you have. Don't care what your educational background. Don't care what your socioeconomic place in life may be. Don't care what circumstances surround your life. Jesus is capable of doing what none other can do. And so when we look at this word, my brothers and sisters, when I was reading this word and it said, wherefore he is able, I couldn't get beyond just that little portion of the scripture without shouting for myself. Wherefore he is able. And I might not get much further than that in this text today, because I want to share something with some of you that might be in a situation or in a place where you just need to know he's able. Because I promise you, when you truly get the revelation of the fact that he's able, it doesn't matter what else is going on. It doesn't matter what your difficulties are, doesn't matter what your situations are, doesn't matter what your circumstances are. When you discover that he is able. So it starts off, wherefore. And wherefore means on the account of. On the account of. And I said, on the account of. He is able. And then I said, wherefore, on the account of, he is able. But then I had to back up to verse 24. It says, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. On which account? Yes, sir. He is able. It started making more sense to me, and I got happy about it, because I realized that because he has an unchangeable priesthood, it means literally that he has the strength. He has the power. He has the status to do whatever he wants to do. And if he does whatever he wants to do, then that means he's able. And I started thinking about my own life and walking back down the pages of history in my own life and thought about occasion
after occasion after occasion after occasion where I found out he was able. Now maybe you've not had that account in your life, but I read the biblical accounts about his ability in other folk lives, and it helped me to understand truly he's able. Have I got a witness in the house? Well, let's walk, if you don't mind, biblically, because there may be some folk here today that say, well, show me in the word where he's able. And remember, his priesthood don't change. But I want to share, if you will, starting off with situations, because everybody don't have the same circumstances. But maybe you've got a situation. You say, does it work in situations? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It works in situations. If you just tell Jesus about it. If you let Jesus fix it for you, it'll work in situations. Now, I'm going to just name one situation, but it works in any. John chapter 2, verse 1 through verse 11, you're going to hear the story of Jesus performing his first miracle in Cana. Cana of Galilee. And what's interesting about this situation is Jesus was gathering his disciples together, just beginning his ministry, had not yet performed a miracle, but he was invited to the marriage. And marriage began, and they were celebrating. And in those days, it depended on your ability to celebrate longer than a day. Some celebrated for a day, a week, a month even. And that was usually those at the upper end of the echelon. But from one day to a 1 month, they would celebrate. I don't know how long this celebration lasts. What I do know is the wine ran out. And they told Mary about it. Mary was mother, Jesus' mother. And Jesus was there at the wedding, and she said, well, baby, I'm glad you showed up. We've run out of wine. And he said, What I have to do with this? What have I to do with thee? This is not my situation. But look, she doesn't answer him back. Verse 5 says, she tell the servants, whatever he say, do. Do it. And he tells them to get the water pots and fill them up with water, etc. And you know the story. And listen, and Jesus Christ himself took a situation on the most celebrated day of a couple, and it could have been disastrous because, again, when you invite guests to celebrate with you and you run out of celebration juice, it was offensive in those days. How will you invite me here and ain't even got enough to share with me here? You know, you should have stayed in your budget, invited only a few if all you had was a little. And you know how folk come to your stuff and then talk about you afterwards. He didn't want this young couple to have to bear all of the stuff that you have to go through with dealing with this. So he turned the water into wine. The governor of the feast came to the bridegroom and said, man, I don't understand this. He said, usually, he said, I've been the governor over many feasts, and every time I've gone to a feast, they always put the best up first and the worst up last. After men have well drunk, they can't tell they ain't drinking Boone's Farm at that time. He said, but you have saved your best till now. And I'm just trying to tell you, Jesus, if he could work this situation out, tell your neighbor he can work your situation out. Come on, tell your neighbor Jesus can work your situation out. Listen, it doesn't matter what your situation is. Here's what you need to know. He's able. Well, maybe your situation isn't a marriage celebration with a deficiency of supply. Maybe it's sickness. Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through verse 34, this woman with an issue of blood. for 12 long years. Had gone from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, getting nothing better. But the Bible says, grew only worse till she heard about Jesus. And after hearing about Jesus, she decided within herself, the word says, that she would go to him. And she said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Now listen, I've said this before. I want you to be clear about it. When faith operates in the authority of Jesus' name, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Now keep in mind, this was this woman's faith that activated the power that came from Jesus into her body. I almost want to say that it didn't have much to do with Jesus that this woman got her healing, other than the fact that he was able. And all she did was plug in to the power source. She didn't make an appointment. She didn't have him to lay his hands on her. She didn't have no counseling session with him. She just said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And the Bible said when she touched the hem of his garment, he felt the virtue. The moment she touched him, power jolted from his body. And he said, who touched me? Now keep in mind, Peter and some of the other boys said, Lord, who touched you? Well, do you see? The record says that the people thronged him. That means that they crowded him. They touched him. They were grabbing for him. He said, in essence, but somebody touched me with faith. Can I tell you that a whole lot of folk come to church every Sunday and don't touch Jesus with faith? But it's those who touch him by faith that sees a difference in that situation. And the Bible says immediately the blood dried up in her and she was made whole. She, listen, was afraid and trembling. And Jesus said, daughter? And I throw out parenthetically that when he said daughter, he was acknowledging the fact that she had privilege. That healing was a part of her package. She was entitled to have her healing. And even though she may not have done it in a conventional way, sometime you've been in a situation so long that you can't wait no longer. Sometime you've been in a situation so long you can't wait till you get in private. Sometimes you wait in a situation so long till when the opportunity comes, you seize it immediately. Don't care who's around you, because your need is greater than what folk gonna say. And she got down on her knees and she touched the hem of his garment and got what she had been looking for 12 long years. Oh, I'm just trying to tell you, he's able. Can somebody shout, he's able? Listen, I don't care if your situation is a situation. I don't care if your situation is a sickness. But then thirdly, I want you to know, I don't care if your situation is salvation. John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen, no man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me, which says, I am able to grant you salvation. And no man cometh to the Father. You got to get access. And you can only get access through someone who has the authority to make it so. And so if salvation is what you're looking for, he is able. Now I think I've covered everything there is, because if it's not salvation you need, maybe it's health you need, so I've dealt with sickness. If it's not sickness, it's situational. Everything else falls under situational. So I believe I've covered it all. So tell your neighbor, Jesus is able to do anything but fail. Come on, tell your neighbor, Jesus is able to do anything but fail. When you get the revelation, my brothers and sisters, and stop acting like you all of that, and know that he is all of that, and you put your trust in him, and you speak those things that be not as though they were, God will show you. Ain't nothing the Lord can't do. And if my time were to allow me to continue, I'd show you all of the rest that he deals with in the uttermost. But that's going to be in part two. So I'm sorry I can't give you all the rest of that right now. But he is able should be all that you hold on to, because all that this verse is saying is both inspirational and intercessory. Here in the inspiration, just know that there is nothing God can't do. Trust him for your life. The doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Whoever you are, my brother, my sister, this simple word today, simple. Without getting into the meat and the heart of what the text is saying, beyond he is able, should be sufficient enough. Because sometimes we're so deep and we're so theological and theologically in depth that we talk all over the point that should be plain. He is able. And nothing like his ability showing up in your life to be a witness to that fact. What are your needs? Are they financial? He's able. What are your needs? Is it health? He's able. What are your needs? Are they relational? He's able. Whatever your need is, Jesus is able. But the question is, do you have a relationship with him? Are you in right standing with God by him? It's your time. Nothing will change until you change. Nothing different will happen until you do things differently. How simple. Wherefore, he is able. From this point forward, know he is able. Don't let the devil bring fear upon you in the circumstances that you're dealing with. Just know Jesus is able. He has promised to his own that he wouldn't put more on you than you can bear. You may go through some trouble, some trial, some tribulation, but he'll be right there to deliver you.
He is faithful. This is our last appeal. Our last appeal. Give the Lord a hand of praise if you will. Amen, 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 amen. God bless you. I am excited about what God is doing in our ministry. And I thank God that you're here to share with us today in a special way. God has blessed us. We are in the process of planning for our new sanctuary here at Inner City. And certainly...
I rejoice, for I have seen him face to face.